cliffcentral.com.
A combination I wish would collaborate all the time. So dope. And for those of you who actually like listen live, I know what you're wondering, and the answer is yes, it is one song. It has a change right there in the middle and turns into this groovy, funky thing that we were listening to just now. That is Kate Renata and Anderson .Paak, man. What a dope combo, man. I mean, so nice, so chancy. Perfect way to start the show. And finally, I'm not riding solo this week. Haha. I found one of the love monkeys. Lonnie Sam, how you doing?
Hi, Jack.
Ah, man. It's so good to have you back, man.
It's good to be back, eh?
Yeah, man. I mean, you guys left me hanging last week.
I had to travel and see other places.
I was crying. I was like, no, I'm on my own.
Nah, but you lived.
Yeah, I did. Yeah, I did. So. I'm one of those people that are just, you know, never going to die. You know those irritating people?
Yeah.
Like, man, would
just
you go somewhere?
Die already.
Yeah, I've decided. Here. No, I'm going to be here forever.
Yeah.
All right, so welcome to it. It is 20-something with myself, Just Another Cool Kid, or Jack for short, and Miss Lundi Sam, as you've already heard. So how's your week?
Your
2 weeks, actually, because you haven't been here for about 2 weeks.
The other week was okay. Nothing much
special,
except for the weekend. Obviously, I went to Free State
at
Clarence
For
the Beer Fest. It was amazing.
Okay.
And the people were hosting us. Oh, my goodness. I've never seen such lovely souls in my life.
That's cool.
They are, like, they're so amazing. So it was sad. It was so sad when we had to come back. That's how lovely the weekend was. Like, it was so sad. Like, we can't go back now. But the weekend was done. And this week was just,
as long as you had a great time.
I had a great time.
The number one thing.
Beautiful.
That's dope.
Yeah.
All right. Where about in Mpumala?
Free State.
Oh, Free Clarence. State, sorry.
Yeah, Clarence.
Yeah, Clarence.
Yeah, we went to the, what do you call this? Golden Eye National Park.
Okay.
Yeah, we were there.
Sounds very
the
fancy.
Chalets there, bro.
Sounds very fancy.
Like 5-star chalets. I was like, oh my goodness, where am I?
Oh, wow. Golden Eye.
Yeah.
It sounds like a James Bond theme song. Golden Eye.
Nah.
You know what I mean?
Oh, it's a beautiful getaway place.
Really dope. My past week was hectic. Like, we got a lot of work done. Like, you know when I say a lot of work done? I mean, like, a lot of work done.
That's
most probably by the end of today, I'm just going to collapse on the couch at about 6 in the evening. And then wake up most probably tomorrow. Yeah.
That's good. I mean,
very
you had
good.
A productive week. So.
Very good. Very good. There's a couple of things I'm not at liberty to mention just yet, but there's a couple of things that are going to be happening. Trust and believe. It's going
we
to be very nice.
And we shall patiently wait.
Oh, man. It's going to be very nice.
Yeah.
Very nice. I'm going to take you along for the trip. Don't worry. I promise.
Oh, okay.
I promise.
I'm game.
Where I go, you go.
I'm game.
All right. So a couple of things have happened this week as far as, you know, in the news and whatnot. Let me start off. Yesterday, my heart almost stopped beating in my chest, right? So I'm in a taxi traveling from Mamelodi to Wonder Park.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And I get a call from my aunt. She's like, have you been listening to the news? I'm like, well, I can't really control the taxi driver's stereo, but no, I haven't been listening to the news. What's going on? She's like, hey, man, parts of Charlotte Matleke Hospital have collapsed. I'm like, what? My mom works there. Hold on. I need to call this woman and figure out what the hell is going on. So I call my mom and it rings and rings. Rings.
I can imagine.
Goes
the
to voicemail. I was like, hi, this woman can't die on me now. Never.
Not
never.
Now.
You know what I mean? But I finally got a hold of her. Her phone was in her bag because they had to evacuate and all of that other stuff. But thankfully, she's safe. I think my thoughts and prayers go out to those people who were injured and those who have lost their lives. A word out to their families and all of that stuff. Because, I mean, can you imagine going to work and then the roof collapses on you?
Can you imagine going to the hospital, you're sick, you're dying, and then the roof collapses on you? Like, what is that?
It's so strange.
It's so weird.
How can people at the hospital need the hospital?
Exactly. It doesn't make sense. It's like an ambulance crashing. Involved in an accident. Like, what?
Yeah, it just boggles the mind. It's one of those things that I guess it's unfortunate that it happened.
But and I hear it's business as usual today.
Yeah, well, my mom's back at work.
Yeah.
Seemingly. But thankfully, the structural damage was localized. So it was just, it didn't affect most of the building, you know what I mean?
Which is a good thing.
It really is, but yeah. I'm not sure I want my mom working there anymore. Like, I don't trust that building now. What's gonna happen next?
Like I always say, I feel like this country goes through the most. Like, I know other countries go through a lot, but it feels like, oh my goodness, South Africa, can you just...
You know what?
On the other hand, there is the SASSA grants, and this is what pissed me off when I was listening to the news, when I was watching the news during the week.
Mm-hmm.
That teacher from Mpumalanga, who's been dating a 15-year-old, he's been dating this child since she was 12. Now she's 15 and he wants to marry her. What kind of a human being are you?
Okay, so they started dating when they were when she was 15.
Yeah, when she was 12.
12.
Yeah.
And she's 15 now?
Yeah, and he wants to marry her.
Well...
No, Jack, like, isn't there anything sick about that?
Do you know, here's the weird thing, man. Most probably 200-300 years ago, you had kings and queens that were 15, 16-year-olds.
No, guys,
how old is this man? How old is the man?
Like, 35?
Okay, no, that's stupid. Like, that's stupid. I think that's dumb.
It doesn't make sense. You know, who does that?
It's a difficult thing to... You know, to process, man. Like, some people find these weird love things happening in weird places. Like, I don't know how I would feel if
How does a 30-year-old find love in a 12-year-old?
We don't know. Maybe he's a child inside or whatever. Maybe he needs to go see a doctor.
I struggle
so they can
sort him out. To comprehend that.
It's weird.
I just can't.
Look, it is weird. I'm not saying that 12-year-olds go look for a 30-year-old to date. No, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying there's a lot of weird things that happen between people on a daily basis. And we won't know the full story. Like, if we could get them here into the studio and have a chat with them, then we could come to a more understanding, a more fact-filled opinion.
So.
Like, it'll be a more informed.
If I were to sit down with both of them, I personally don't think I would understand.
We don't know. Look, all I know is in this country, you can have an abortion at the age of 12 without your parents' consent. If you are in a relationship with someone at the age of 12...
What kind of generation are we raising, people?
I do not work for parliament, man.
Like, it's so bad. It's so bad. But it's fine. It's fine, hey?
It's one of those things,
I guess.
It's one of those things. Okay, so tomorrow, there's a couple of things happening tomorrow. Mm. I'm going to go from most interesting to least interesting, right?
Step on people's toes.
I plan to. No. this is by design.
Plan.
Yes. No.
Okay,
this is by
then
design.
Go for it. Just shoot.
Okay. So for me, as far as the most interesting things that are happening tomorrow in my world, at least, tomorrow is the SLIF Foundation benefit concert happening out in Tembisa.
Mm-hmm.
That's something we're going to be talking about as the show progresses.
Yeah.
And I think that's extremely interesting. We found it so interesting. We got the guys into the studio.
We had to.
Yeah.
It was very hard, but
they're
happened.
Here. They're here. Secondly, most interesting thing that's happening tomorrow, for me that is, South Africa and New Zealand play in the final ODI to figure out who's the boss, man. It's so nicely poised at 2-2.
It's been it hasn't been clear.
It so hasn't.
We shall see.
It hasn't. I mean, New Zealand.
It's going to be a very interesting match.
New Zealand won the last ODI with 7 wickets. South Africa won the ODI before with over 100 runs. So it's like,
I'm saying they're both strong opponents. So
it's plus our history with New Zealand is not that great when it comes to cricket. I don't want to bring up World Cups.
I have my reservations.
But you know how South Africans are when it comes to cricket and World Cups. It's like, don't talk about it.
Yeah.
Yeah, just leave that one alone. But that one is interesting. And then, for me, the least interesting thing happening tomorrow.
Now I know.
There you go.
Now I know.
Is the Soweto Derby.
I don't even think it's relevant anymore.
Yeah. The thing is,
let's be honest. Is it still relevant?
It is. Because, first and foremost, I'm a Pirates fan, and if I hear the number six,
I'm a huge Pirates fan.
If I hear the number six today, I'm shooting someone. Yeah, they done. It's enough.
We over.
Thank you. So I'm a major Pirates fan. So naturally, I want us to win tomorrow.
Yeah.
I don't know if I want us to win so much that I'm going to watch the game.
I haven't watched the derby in a while. Yeah, I just don't find it interesting anymore.
I don't know, man. It's so boring. Like, everyone hypes it up and then nothing happens at the end of the day. It's so weird. So I don't know, man. If you're gonna watch the game tomorrow, good luck to you.
Yeah,
tell me.
Hope you have fun.
Yeah, let me know what happens in the game. Like, tell me what the score is at @Jack_5'4" on Twitter. Just send me
it's
a tweet.
Fine. We'll
I don't mind.
We'll pick it up anyway.
Yeah.
We'll pick it up on Twitter anyway. I don't even think it's going to trend. Do you think it stands a chance of trending?
It could. If something dramatic happens.
Dramatic, yeah.
Yeah. The cool thing about soccer is that, as Baba Mteto would say, bolo haina therefore.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So, just because Paris has been playing lackluster of late and Chiefs seem to be on the ascendancy, mm-hmm. does not mean that Chiefs will then go beat Pirates tomorrow. But as the underdog, sometimes the underdog does prevail, but sometimes it doesn't. Mm-hmm. So there's no therefore. We don't know what's going to happen. But anyway, swiftly moving along into what we're going to be talking about today. As I mentioned earlier. Yes, man. The Sbu. Sibusiso Leope. Apparently, I can't say Sbu anymore because I must say the full thing. Sibusiso Leope Education Fund. They're going to be throwing their second annual SLEF benefit concert tomorrow in Tembisa. A couple of interesting people on the lineup. Do you follow Sbu on Instagram?
Yeah, I do.
Have you seen the amount of work this guy's been doing out on the streets selling these tickets? It's crazy.
It's amazing.
It shows an unbelievable high level of work ethic. You know what I mean? Like, when you think about the person that DJ Sbu is, he technically doesn't have to be out there doing this.
No.
You know, he could hire people to go out there and sell him these tickets. But
that is what I call selflessness.
I see what you did there.
Yeah, I know.
All right. Today we're going to be joined by two individuals that work alongside DJ Sbu. I would like to think they work with the SLEF Foundation. We are very fortunate to be joined by two very interesting individuals here. We are joined by Temba Tebe, which is a very interesting name, hey? Because Tebe is Soto, Temba is Zulu, so it's like you are a Zoto. Otherwise, I'm Timba.
Thank you very much. Good afternoon to you and your listeners.
Thanks, brother. Thank you for joining us. We're also joined by Kutlwano Modise. When you don't have a mix-up in the name of the surname.
Yeah, I don't have a mix-up. I mean, I'm a beneficiary.
Uh-huh.
The SLEF.
Okay.
I've been with the team for like 5 years, and now I'm part of the team that is going to give back.
Oh, man. That is really cool. So let's begin right at the beginning. How did you guys get involved? I mean, Kutlwano, you are a beneficiary. How did you find out about the SLEF Educational Foundation?
Okay, what happened is there used to be talks at our high school where Sbu said he's going to give one of the top achievers in a bursary to go to school.
Yeah.
And fortunately, I was one of those guys. And then I made it. I got a bursary and went to UJ.
Mm-hmm.
Studied logistics for 3 years and graduated. Got a job at Imperial Logistics.
Check you out. There.
Yeah,
man.
Yeah. It was one of those. Hey, it was one of those.
Sure.
I remember meeting Sbu at Metro FM after I got the job at Imperial. We had two offers, which was Imperial and Palworld at that time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, being a beneficiary for SLEF at that time, for me, it was life-changing, you know, coming from the township and stuff.
Yeah.
So I worked at Imperial for about 2 years. And now move to Palworld again. So
that's
I started
cool.
with an offer from Palworld and Imperial. Work for Imperial and I'm at Palworld now again.
All right, that's
so,
really cool,
yeah,
man.
That's how I became part of SLEF, and I'm still part of SLEF. Yeah,
that's dope. Temba, how did you get involved with SLEF?
I must say I'm a founder of Slev.
Ah, okay.
Because I came up with an idea talking to Smoo, because I used to work with him a lot. We were doing a lot of work within TS Records by then. I then actually came up with an element of saying, Smoo, look, myself and you are coming from Ekurhuleni. You are one person who is influential in the community. And there's a lot of people that are criticizing, you know, these youngsters, especially those are in high schools with issues related to teenage pregnancy, your drugs. Then I said to Smoo, there's no way that we can complain. We must be a solution to this problem, must bring about solutions.
For sure.
Other than complaining. Then I then said to Smoo, let's go to schools, talk to these youngsters so that to understand the importance of education. Because some of them are there, but they don't really understand why they are there.
Yeah.
So we then said, no, look, by then, because I'm actually coming from Katleung, I was born and bred in Katleung.
Yeah.
And Smoo coming from Tembisa. I then said to Smoo, because Kukano School was not performing well by then. It was at the time where they got about 38% metric pass rate. And in Tembisa High, they got about 44-45%. Then Smoo said, no, let's adopt these two schools. Because I'm coming from Tembisa, I'll adopt Tembisa High, and then we'll also adopt Katleung High. We spoke to principals and the management. They gave us an opportunity. And when we went to those schools, we then said to them, whether you got 38% or not, it doesn't matter. The reality is that you can turn the situation around.
For sure.
This year, we want 100%. That was our motivation. And the result in Katleung High that year changed from 38% to 74%.
Mm.
And in Tembisa High, from 44-45%, they actually went back to 88%. Mm. And they, the principal acknowledged, they said, no, it was through our collaboration, working with us, and that's why they were able to achieve this. And from there, that year, we assisted one lady who was called Ayanda Kazi from First Loras, because that year she was one of the best student in the whole Ekurhuleni. Then we gave her bazaar because we didn't have a sponsors by then. It was for the first time we were doing this. We paid from our own pocket.
Yeah.
She was one of the student we actually found that year. And obviously the following year we then said, no, look, we need to work hard in terms of engaging a lot of people because we need partners. We spoke to municipalities, government department. Fortunately, by then, I was still in the municipality of Ekurhuleni and I was holding a senior position because I was the MMC for roads and transport there.
Mm-hmm.
But obviously, I then said, position, I must just put it aside because, you know, when people have got this position, they can't spend a lot of time every day on a daily basis going to schools, doing talks, going all out to acquire bursaries for these kids. But it's something that I had to do because it's something that I love. It's within me. So
for sure,
we started that, and that's why we have grown from that time. Because we started as Busisiwelo Education 2006 in June when DJ Smoo was still doing breakfast show on YFM those days.
Yeah, yeah.
That's how we started.
Sounds like an interesting journey.
Yeah, it is. What type of challenges that you guys had to overcome, having to make sure that the foundation is what it is today?
There's a lot because, you know, we had a long journey. For instance, a lot of people when we started this, they thought because Smoo is there, it's just going to be glamour.
Mm.
Because we had a lot of people showing an interest in the foundation to say we want to contribute, we want to make sure that we change lives. And, you know, along the way, they disappear on the space because they think, no, because there's Smoo, there's glamour. And then when they get there, they see that, no, these guys are actually hard at work.
Yeah.
There's real work that is happening and we can't stand it. And others, you know, they tried it elsewhere, but they can't, because when you start something that is not within you, that you're not passionate about it, so you can't actually do it for long. You can't sustain it.
Mm.
So those are a lot of challenges. Some of the challenges that we came across was actually to get sponsors in place in making sure that we sustain our foundation, which we couldn't. But fortunately for some of the students that we gave bursaries, it was through us talking to different partners like your KPMG.
Mm-hmm.
We've got a lot of students that are actually under SLEF that got bursaries through that process because we had to engage KPMG. They gave them bursaries from then up to now. They are still educating some of those kids. and Piemont, which is Emperor's Palace. So those are some of the partners who came on board, like your municipality in Ekurhuleni. They have seen a potential in the work that we're doing, and they said, no, look, we'll want to be part of you. Either way, if you've got things that you need, we're there to assist. And they're not assisting because by then I was still in Ekurhuleni, but they're assisting because they've seen an importance of them contributing towards making change in the community.
What then do you say to, you know, there's people that have, well, people have opinions. Let me start off by saying that we have different ways of thinking about things. There's some people that believe that, you know, these foundations are money-making schemes and all of that kind of stuff. Like, we look around, like, globally, you've got UNICEF, you've got that KFC add 2 rand to your meal thing and wada-wada, but we're still surrounded by so much poverty. What do you say to the naysayers that don't believe in, you know, the idea of a foundation?
I must say they must try it. It all come with, you know, I mean, for instance, as I've said, it's all about passion, determination. I mean, a lot of people, they start this foundation for whatever reasons that are not genuine.
Yeah.
Obviously, with us, we were trying to be professional because, you know, when we started SLEF, we did not even formalize it because it's something that we love. We're just going to schools without even a proper plan because we wanted to give back. Until a lady by the name of the Sebo Makatsa said, no, look, guys, you've been working, I've seen your work, but why can't you formalize this foundation? And we then formalized it, I think, 3-4 years ago to become a foundation that is proper, registered. And obviously, even with their books, in terms of our financial status, we heard about the auditors that are actually looking at our books, your bookkeeper, so that we are proper, so that there's no one who is actually taking money for his own benefits, because I find it strange that people are starting things in the name of helping communities, but the community that they claim to help are not benefiting
at all.
So I think for me, it's not genuine.
It's such a weird thing, because I mean, we have seen what desperation has done to different parts of the country. I mean, for people to go to church and be sprayed with doom, or being convinced to eat grass or drink petrol. I feel like it stems from a desperate need that people have to get out of these situations, you know, and for some people to walk in and take advantage of people like that, I think is rubbish.
It is. It's utter nonsense.
It's absolutely disgusting. So I think it's a breath of fresh air when people like yourself walk in and, you know, they've got all their ducks in a row, essentially.
And actually do what they
say they're
going
to
do.
Yeah, man. And we've got the proof in the pudding. Here's Kutlwano, right?
Exactly.
There you
and
go,
there's
man.
Many of Kutlwanos out there.
For sure.
Know?
We're going to get into that in a little bit. Listen, if you guys want to be part of the conversation, all you have to do is send us a tweet at cliffcentral.com, at @Jack_5'4", at @LondiSam_. Or you can send us a message on WhatsApp. That's 079-748-2090. And we'll be checking out some of your comments. KC has actually been sending us a lot of stuff in our direction. Love KC. She's part of the show.
You know.
Number one, she says, I'm glad mommy is okay. KC, no one is gladder than I am. Trust. She's like, #Sliff doing the most on #20-something at cliffcentral.com, at @LondiSam_, at @Jack_5'4". You can also follow us actually on at @JNG_live.
Yes.
And the guys are here. We're going to be chatting with them for the remainder of the hour. Kutlwano, let me ask you, man. You know, it's sometimes frowned upon, especially aholetsego guys, to admit that you need help. You know what I mean? Sometimes is difficult, man. Like, you can't just go next door and say, hey man, you know what, I'm actually hungry, can I have some chow? You know, that whole feeling of Ubuntu type thing has gone. What were some of the challenges you faced coming up as a, I don't know, a potential student, let's put it that way?
Yeah,
well, Sheva, Huhula Kokasi is very difficult, as we all know. It's not easy. You can ask and still not get what you're asking for. But for me, it was a matter of knowing Horo Batla Yakai and, you know, sticking in there and making sure Hore, you get what you need and you just get through the day and ensure that you get a brighter future. For Rona, it was not easy coming from a high school and corrupt.
Okay.
Coming from a high school that really a low percentage in metric, and seeing Batwa Tswanali Hospu, Wopra Temba coming to our school and trying to motivate us, it was something else. You know, the school is already corrupt, and you see such guys trying to give us a chance.
Yeah.
And for Runababang, we didn't have the facilities like the guys in the suburbs. You don't have the library open until late.
Yeah.
You're staying in a 4-room house where
with tons of relatives.
With tons of relatives, you know.
Wabana if also rovala go dining room.
Then
you don't know what life is.
Just a guy rovala dining room.
Yeah, I mean, if you have never had to spend the night in the dining room on the floor with a couple of blankets, man,
like,
you don't know life. You do not know life. Yeah.
Yeah, so it was one of those. When I was fortunate enough that Neketse Baroki Batlang.
Yeah.
And I met an uncle by the name of Matala.
Mm-hmm.
And he took me in, you know, in his house. He had a bigger house and he was staying alone. So I'd go there at night and study. And then go back home, go to the dining room. You know how to go to the dining room, so to the last.
Yeah, for sure. Because
I'm to share the TV. So, through Sbu and the motivations, and you know, at the end of the year, when he told us that he's going to take at least 5 students from our school and give them a bursary, it was a chance for me. And at the end of the year, I made it, and I got a call from Pratemba, later on got it from Sbu. You know, it was amazing for my parents. You know, you just pass matric, you don't even know what you're going to do next.
Plan?
Yeah. I remember that day, Nekiruzi Kokone, you know, we're chilling with the guys, Kokone, with no plan. We don't know what we're going to do next. Then you get a call from Usbu, Utemba. Life has changed, you know. It's a total change. And from there, it was you either do it or you go back to the wood, you know. Yeah. So from there, I went to UJ. Studied my diploma, as I said, and then first year was the first year top achiever.
For sure.
Second year, best accounting student.
Mm-hmm.
Finished my diploma with 13 distinctions.
Wow.
That's how I got those offers.
You know, like I wanted to say something bad first, like not even I wanted to say shit. That is deep, you know? But it didn't sound educated. Like
it didn't.
It really didn't sound educated.
Yeah, it was a lot of challenges. Futhi, it's the first time you're in Joburg. It's the first time you're independent. Uzwakukas, you still have the Kasi mentality.
Yeah,
you know, a lot of challenges were there. But I make it work. Kibatlang.
Yeah,
and you know when you have Spoo on your corner and he's always shouting at us. You know, he's not always glam as Pratamba says. He shouts at you if you mess up. He shouts at you. You know.
Yeah.
Yeah. So after I finished, I went to him with 2 offers. I said, which one do we go for?
Yeah.
It was an exciting moment. You know, before I even called my mom, I said, Buddha, which one do we go for?
Yeah.
He said, okay, choose this one for now. You know, it was then when life changed. I had to go back to Kasi, change my mom's life. You know, from a 4-bedroom to actually. Room, at least no one in the dining room anymore.
Yeah. In fact, sleeping in the dining room is a thing of the past now. We must cut that out.
It is.
Mm.
There you are. You're messing up. Sbu is shouting at you. And you decide, you know what? I'm not going to live this life. I can't be shouted at. What is it that you've learned from Slef? The whole time you've been with Slef, what is it that you have learned as an individual?
Okay, first of all, it's discipline. And another thing is leadership skills. You know, through Slef, you can go to motivational talks and you listen to them. And they give you that leadership skill that you need. You know, going into business without leadership skills, it's very difficult to be in a management position. Mm. By the way, I'm in a management position now. And
okay. And
everything that I've learned through Slef is coming out now, that patience, know what you need, have leadership skills, you know, plan everything and execute it as planned.
Yeah.
You know, with Slev, every day we plan, guys, this is what is going to happen. And we need to execute. You know, that's the one best things that I've learned from Slef. You know, it's the best team with a lot of people that have different skills that they issue out, you know. And it's not that those individuals are selfish. They issue out those skills that we need.
Amazing.
That's really
amazing.
Cool, man.
Like it's so cool.
Pratemba, I want to come back to you for a second. You know, when you hear there's a certain fire that Kutlwano has, that when he speaks, like, I don't know if I'm the only one who notices it, but he's got a certain fire about what he's achieved and how he's achieved it. What does it feel like when you hear such responses from people that you essentially what you've done is changed his life? How does it feel when you hear things like that?
No, I must say I feel great because it's not only good corner. Sometimes you'll find that I'm actually walking in the mall. I come across a person that I do not know. And suddenly the person will say, "Oh no, let me remind you. You might not remember. You guys came to my school in 2010. You gave me a bursary. I'm a postgraduate. I'm now working at this particular company." Others will approach and say, "No, I'm a director. I own my own company." So it's great for me because we're actually helping them for them to achieve what they are today.
Yeah.
That's what we wanted to see. And we're proud when you see people such as Skutwano growing, you know, so it makes us feel great. So I mean that's what I can say.
Because when I think about it, not a lot of people get to see what they're doing come to life, come to fruition. You know, there are a lot of people with great intentions and great ideas, but sometimes those ideas die by the wayside and we don't actually see them come to fruition. And I think this is amazing, man. I think it's really fantastic.
It is.
All right, what we're going to do is actually, while we think about that.
Yeah. I was trying to it was already constructed in my mind.
It's weird how that happens.
It just goes. I'm like, what
it's
just
so
happened?
Weird. It's so weird when that happens, man. But you know, I think it's also fantastic when collaborations happen outside of just schooling, you know?
Yeah.
Like when people come together and, for instance, they make a song like this. A dope collaboration. That is NERD with Nelly Furtado. Do you know what NERD stands for, by the way?
No.
No one ever really dies. Right?
Wow.
So cool.
Wow.
So cool.
I love Nelly Furtado, by the way.
You do?
Yeah.
I wonder what happened to her. Like, she just...
Those days when I'm like a bird.
Yeah, yeah. You know. And then she just disappeared. Ah, man. Well, anyway, welcome back to it. It is 20-something with myself, Just Another Cool Kid, or Jack for short. I am joined by Miss Lundi Sam, as well as Kutlwano and Themba Thebe from the SLEF Foundation, Education Foundation, actually. And they are here telling us about their fantastic journey. I mean, from the inception of SLEF in 2006 to having Kutlwano here in the studio telling us about some of the brilliant things that he's been able to accomplish. It's been really interesting talking to these young people, actually. Very young people. Well, Brad Themba is a little bit on the other side of the moon, but still young. Still very young. You guys, if you guys want to be part of the conversation, man, if you have any questions as well, you can send us those on WhatsApp on 079-748-2090. And, all right, so there's this thing I keep hearing about. I just need someone to clear the air for me. Leadership, 2020. I don't know what's going on with my English today.
You're not the only one. I did say you're not the only one.
Leadership 2020, what's that about?
Well, whilst we're still doing the work as the Sibusiso Lopo Education Foundation, we had to develop a concept. That concept was about to bring about better leaders come 2020.
Okay.
With the work that we're doing, we're identifying leaders from the school as they grow to tertiary. We then had to actually come up with that idea. We then said, no, let's come up with a leadership 2020. That is why in 2013, on the 2nd of December, DJ Sbu was launching his first book called Leadership 2020. So it came out of the ideas that we had, and we had a great leaders who were actually inspiring us to do this work, giving us training, giving us mentorship. I was happy when I got here to see Mr. Timothy Morris, because he's one of the guys who have been behind us, Abosis, Puti Mahanyele, those great leaders, great minds, you know, so they've been part of us in making sure that we do this work. And we've been able to invite other great leaders from all over the world, Tony Gaskins,
yeah.
They've been to South Africa through our Leadership 2020 seminars. So I think that is one thing that we want to achieve, because it's not about going to schools, motivating these youngsters, giving them bursaries, but we want them to be great leaders come 2020. Yeah. So that in 2020 they're able to say, yes, it's SLEF that made me who I am. It's DJ Sbu, so we want to leave a legacy.
For sure.
Are the Sunday circles still happening?
for now, they are not happening because we had a lot of programs that we had to engage on. For instance, we actually had to stop it a little bit. The reason why we stopped is that you have to go back and reevaluate the work that you have been doing in the past, because it's not good that we still do events, we don't evaluate. So we're still looking at our loopholes, the gaps that we're identifying ourselves. Where did we mess up? Where can we grow this brand? So that's what we are doing. But we're still going to have those leadership 2020 circles. We're still going to have those 2020 seminars.
Really cool. I'd love to attend one of those.
I have. At the State Theatre.
Okay. Mm. And?
Quite a couple. It was very innovative and very informative.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
Kutlwano, let me ask you this. Do you feel any type of pressure? Because you clearly don't buckle under pressure. I mean, 13
clearly.
Distinctions in varsity is no joke.
Accounting and maths and all.
You know what I mean? do you feel any pressure with almost the responsibility you've been given now? I mean, you are now part of this program, and from what I can gather, SLEF is all about building future leaders. We're not just talking about people that have jobs and then all of that stuff. We're talking about leaders. Do you feel any pressure from that responsibility you carry?
There is a lot of pressure. How you behave, how you carry yourself, there is a lot of pressure coming from it. But, you know, as I said, there's also training that you take from the guys. There's things that you get from them. They always have you there. If you need assistance, the team is always there. It's not only Spoo, it's everybody in the team. It's always there. There is pressure, really, because everywhere you go, it's like everyone is looking at you, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What would you say to a young Kutlwano?
A young Kutlwano.
Yeah. Like a boy who has dreams that you had, Osekase right now, and he wants to be where you are, even, you know, far ahead of where you are. What would you say to?
Well, it's very simple. You set your goals, and then you work to achieve them. You set your goals, you put a plan, and then you work towards them. And it's not always about what people say. It's about what you think you can achieve. You know, if you're from Kasi, people always tell you, he didn't go to school. It's not about the next person. It's about you.
Yeah.
You're running your own race.
That
but when
so
if you know what you want, go for it. It's so easy to come out of Kasi and to change their mindset.
Yeah. You know, there's for people that don't grow up collocationing, they won't really understand what it means to fight those odds.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And I remember my biggest problem growing up collocationing. I was fortunate enough to go to school in Houghton, not too far from here. Mm. And Kitlohakukasi speaking Venek and Wadawada and I'm hood and all of this stuff. Not even 2 hours later, I'm in school.
Transformed.
I have to now speak English and keep up with all of the things that are around me. You know, the way things have been structured in this country has put a lot of people on the back foot.
True.
So when you hear about organizations like SLEF, man, I take my hat off to you guys. You guys are doing amazing things. So tomorrow you guys are throwing a concert, man. I believe the aim is to raise R1 million.
Definitely. Tomorrow we have a concert in Tembisa Moretin Park starting at 10 o'clock. The aim is to raise R1 million. What we did, this is the second annual concert. We did the first one last year in February at Dresdenman Park in Kempton Park.
Mm-hmm.
Because it was, you know, the first time we had that event, obviously you strive for professionalism, and we had to come up with R500,000 in that event, though it was for the first time.
Yeah.
The whole of amount of money that we raised there, we gave it to the SRC, Vets University, SRC, because there were issues like your fees must fall.
Yeah.
We then said, no, let us be a solution to those kids because they wanted to get educated. Unfortunately, the condition in their families are not allowing them to be what they want to be. But we are there as a foundation. We want to meet them halfway. And because it was a commitment that we made, we then said, we want to grow this. This year, we're taking it to Tembisa because a lot of people are complaining, why are you taking it in Kempton Park? Because Kempton Park is a town.
Yeah.
You should take this event to Kasi. So that's why they say we're taking it to Tembisa. So tomorrow it's happening at Moretin Park from 10 o'clock. So the intention is to raise $1 million. And all the proceeding of the event, 100%, it's going towards tertiary student education.
You know, it'll be a party for a good reason.
Oh, my goodness. I mean, the lineup is insane.
Let's check out the lineup, actually.
It's crazy.
This lineup is so jam-packed. It looks like a festival, like a major festival. You know what I mean?
Their second annual concert is this big, imagine by the time 5 years from now.
10 years from now. Like, you know what I mean? You might even have to do this for the whole weekend. Who knows?
At a stadium.
Yeah, man. No, definitely.
Yeah.
So on the lineup, we're talking Mafikizolo, DJ Tira, K.O. Zola, JR, Zahara, Mdu, WHP, Fifi Kupa, Zano, Mzi and Rafiki, Mzege. Sure.
You heard it right.
Oh my God. Sure. DJ Mapori is a dream team. Moby Dixon, Gigi LeMaine, DJ AJ, Manaka Ranaka. I'm guessing she's going to be an MC.
Yeah, she will be our MC.
Okay, there you go. Ayanda MVP from YFM. Yeah, hey man, like yeah, this man. This like is just DJ Shimza. I mean, oh
Yanda,
my God.
Java. Like it's crazy.
Saudi, like, I mean. Who
wouldn't want to be there?
I'm actually looking at this post and I'm trying to figure out who isn't there. You know? We'll have a better chance of trying to figure out who isn't there. So
And I suppose they've got a little something for the ladies as well. Who's this guy? He's a gentleman who acts on Mubango.
Yes.
I don't know his name.
Yeah, we also have the gentleman, Rafael.
Yeah.
Yeah, who acted Mubango. Yes, he's going to be one of our MCs.
Mm. Ah, yes.
The is only going to be in
the only artist that will not be there this year who were part of the event last year. So they might not be here this year for whatever reasons because they've got their schedule is tight.
Yeah.
For instance, when we started this, we had MT. We had a lot of people that were coming on board. So obviously this time we said, no, I won't be there because of the events. We had Nat last year, Vusi Nova. So this year we're excusing them because of their busy schedule. But obviously we know that they're with us because we started this
with them. Yes. Yeah. I think it's a really cool concept to get people to party. To make a difference, it'll be the most guilt-free party I've ever been to in my life. I think
as bad as it sounds, yeah. but it's fine.
It's liberating.
Let's go have fun. Let's go party while we make.
Put
smiles on other people's faces.
Seriously, can you imagine understanding the part that you played? A small. But a sufficient part in changing someone's life. Mm-hmm. And all you were doing was having a good time. I think that's genius. As far as the legacy of SLEF, I mean, naturally, we want to impact and affect as many lives as possible. But
yes.
What is the end goal? What is the... If you could paint that perfect day when you're looking at SLEF and you're like, you know what? This is it. This is when we can all beat our chests and say, yeah, we did it.
Well, I think with the event that we had last year, I must say we did it because the intention was not to make the amount of money that we made, because with that, we're able to pay adverts for about 15
students. Yeah.
And this year, with $1 million, we might pay for about 30 to 40.
Yeah.
Depending on their fees, because the fees varies from one to the other.
Yeah.
So that's what we want to do. And I think for now, I must say we have done our part. If we were other foundation, we would have said by now, we are no longer raising funds for bazaars because we've got a list. We've got about 208 students that are in different universities. Some have completed through SLEF.
Okay.
So the database is there, and we are calling them even tomorrow to come there to actually celebrate with the rest of the people that will be there, and also for them to come and give back as they also, you know, achieve from the SLEF. So because that is what we are trying to inspire them to do, that if you guys are okay now, you must come back and give back. Because even us, it's not like we're giving back because we've got millions. were giving back because we wanted to. For instance, we've got a gentleman who's now working on TV, Waras. Waras was actually part of our foundation. We discovered him when he was still doing Y Academy at YFM by then. And a lot of people are saying, you guys are always with this guy. But when we speak, you know, because we are singing Ngamla, Skhulumi Isilungu, English. But this guy, he talks with us, he's isiZulu, you know, because he always said to them, Ngintwana Sekhasi. And he'll go to schools and talk to these, you know, youngsters with their own language that they understand. And obviously, I can simply say we have done our part and we need partners. For instance, I mean, our work speaks for itself. 2 years ago, 2015, we won an award as the Sibusiselo Education Foundation that was organized by AN7, the South African of the Year Awards. We won the Spirit of Humanity Awards, that category. So, and we were competing with biggest, you know, big companies such as your Vodacom Foundation, Telkom Foundation, but we were able to make it from a township, so which is good.
That is really good.
That is really good.
That is so good. In fact, we need to just for control.
I wanted to ask, don't you have like a round of applause?
Yeah, no. In fact, let me do it again. Just for control. Just for contrizi.
Where I come from, in isiZulu, we say into entle yangconywa.
Yes, yeah. Of course. My brother Kutlwano, you now have, in a sense, a different outlook on life, man. You have been, you know, picked from the bunch. You put your hand up and you were chosen. How do you think you'll give back? In time, maybe let me not put that pressure on you. Are you going to give back? And if you do, how are you going to give back?
What's the plan?
You know, because some people don't. You know,
of course.
Yeah, you helped me. So what?
Yeah, I'm now, here. Now, I've yeah. got what I wanted. So.
Yeah, you got me the X5. So what?
So do you think you can actually give back as well?
Well, I can say I am giving back already. I could have left the slave team after I finished tertiary and got my first job, you know.
Yeah.
As soon as you got your first car and started partying with the ladies, I could have left, you know.
Yeah.
But I stayed in slave and kept my discipline and continued to give back as I should be, you know. Tomorrow I'll be volunteering my time and just sitting there and being part of the team.
Yeah.
You know, as Boo says, no one gets everything for free. I also got my ticket, even though I'll be working.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I am part of SLEF. I am giving back. And in future, as soon as I have enough, I'll also be giving back as much as I can, you know.
That's great.
That's really cool. You know, we're going to, hopefully, if things go the way I've planned in my mind, we'll
same
still be
here
on radio in about 5 or 6 years. And we'll call you back and we'll sit down and have a chat and find out how your life is playing out, you know? Because it's one thing to hear about something and then it's a different thing to hear from someone, you know? Because we can spin around and tell stories all day, but I mean, unless the proof is in the pudding, it's kind of pointless, you know?
Gotta see the results.
Yeah, yeah.
Gotta see the results.
All right, guys, we need to wrap this up. How do we keep up with you guys on social media platforms? What more can you tell us about tomorrow? You know, just to wrap up.
We can simply tell our people that tickets are available at CompuTickets.
Yebo.
At 100 Rand. When you buy it at CompuTickets, it's 100 Rand. When you buy it tomorrow at the gate, it will be 150.
Mm-hmm.
If you are coming with your cooler box, it's 50 Rand, the cooler box, for it to have an entry into the venue. VIP is 1,000 Rand. There's a reason why 1,000 Rand. When we approach a lot of people, our brothers who happen to be in business, you know, and be our business associates and friends, those that can afford to pay for Kutlwano or any other child, because they can't, but for them to pay, you actually have to arrange a party for them to contribute towards. So we thought that it's a nice thing to do, because people are contributing their 1,000 rands, not necessarily to have fun, but it's another way of contributing towards. So we also inviting them to be there. Obviously, we have invited different partners who are actually affording to buy those VIP tickets. So that's something that we are trying to do in terms of making sure that we achieve the 1 million rand we want to raise tomorrow.
Nice.
Really, though? Kutlwano, how do we keep up with you on social media platforms? Because you've got advice for days, man.
Yeah.
You've been on fire today. I want to follow you on Twitter.
Better follow me on Twitter. On Instagram, it's Kutlwano V.
See, that's what I'm talking about. I knew he was on Instagram.
I am. On Facebook, it's Kutlwano K. Mudise. Yeah, so on Twitter, it's hashtag SLEF 2020. Mm-hmm. And I'm there, yeah.
All right, really cool, man. Gentle Brothers, thank you so much for coming through. You've given me an inspired Friday. You know, yeah. It's not every Friday that we leave the studio inspired, but you guys have inspired us. Hopefully, we'll catch you guys tomorrow. But I'm sure you guys will be busy working there, running around. But hopefully, we'll be able to bump into one another and have a chat.
No, definitely.
Yeah.
We'll be expecting you guys there.
Oh, man, thank you so much for coming through.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
It's been so dope. Just like that. We out of here, man. Finally, I'm not alone anymore.
Yeah.
Hopefully now we'll be back next week.
Yeah.
His hand should be healed up proper by now, I'm hoping.
Yeah.
And I understand he's at a checkup today.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay. So we'll check up on him after his checkup.
Yeah.
Hopefully he'll be okay. Man, just like that, we out of here. Remember, I've been told that energy goes where attention flows.
Mm-hmm.
So be very careful what you spend your time on. CliffCentral.com.